Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're wrapping up our program here on this Monday, talking with the head softball coach of the Roland Story Norseman, Amber Doyle, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at your week last week, it was a pretty loaded week from start to finish. You guys opened up with a couple of losses that were really games that between Perry and West Marshall that it was really just one or two innings that got away from your team. You follow up with a nice win over Greene County on Wednesday over in Jefferson. You open up the Kiwanis tournament Friday with a win over Iowa Falls Auto and then ran into some very, very quality teams late Friday and into Saturday at your Kiwanis tournament. Just all in all, a tough week in terms of the level of competition you had to play, but how did you feel your team came out on the other side of it?
You know, we just tell them you can't get better if you don't play better. And we just played up all week. I heard, I've not double-checked this myself, that we have like the number three toughest schedule in the state for 3A. I assured them that I did not hate them. That wasn't why I was running them through the gauntlet. But I think the biggest point we gave them at the end of the day on Saturday was, you know, the ELC and Benton team were teams that we beat when they came to Kiwanis when they were younger and we were older. That's kind of the cycle of things, right? So they're older and more experienced in playing good ball, and we're younger, a little inexperienced right now. So it's like, now you know where you got to get to be competitive if you want to make a run at state. So we're definitely cleaning things up. You can see us playing a little bit better ball all the time. You know, when we had Greene County at home that first week, we had a 6-run lead, and we needed 6 outs to win, and we ended up giving up a huge inning and losing it. So it was good for us to turn that around at their place and close the game and take the win. We've been starting a lot stronger against good teams and then just kind of giving that one inning up. So we know that's the thing we need to clean up, and I think I say to them cleaning stuff up a lot. I joked I was going to just start keeping a broom in the dugout, and I would just hold the broom up instead of saying clean it up. So we're getting there. I see improvement with every girl on the team every day and every week. So I'm hoping running through that gauntlet last week sets us up to be in a good place for this week.
And some of those individuals, you talk about how young of a ball club you are, and we've really started to see some of those young Turks really pop and provide some big varsity plays, especially at the plate, players such as Lauren Krabs, Akili Oberender, Brooklyn Jondal, Miley Geis, just to name a couple off the top of my head that have really stepped up and been able to deliver at the plate and in the field. And just with those young kids, what are maybe from the last time we talked, right at the start of the season, what are some of the biggest areas of improvement you've seen from your young players?
Well, I think you definitely, you named it all. They're giving us huge at bats at the plate. I think Lauren is probably the biggest surprise for me. You know, I got eyes on Miley and Brooklyn and Keeley last year, so Lauren was kind of my, you know, thought she might be a role player and really kind of stepped into a starting position, and then on top of it has given us a lot of really quality at bats. In some pressure situations, the kid is just a competitor. So I would say all of them have really kind of grown into their roles and are starting to shake off more of those a little uncertain plays. I mean, they still pop up from time to time, but you can see a little bit more confidence coming through in the underclassmen. And you know, in fairness to the upperclassmen, too, the juniors starting, a lot of them are either in their first year starting varsity and or learning a new position. So they, you know, had to go through a little bit of kind of that youthful growing pains as well. And, you know, Kate Bergeron's been giving us some great outs at third. And Josie Ramos has really turned into a phenomenal center fielder. And then it kind of even did Eva Corcoran dirty, pulling her from left field and sticking her at first base. And she's really given us some solid first base innings. And, you know, Jeter is only in her second year of starting varsity behind the plate. And she's 2 times the catcher she was last year. She just really turned into a solid catcher for us behind the plate. So, you know, you brought up all those young girls, and then even with the juniors, you can see that's a lot of newness for them, and they're starting to grow into their roles as well.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, you talk about, you know, hopefully the how tough a week it was last week turns into some positive results this week. Well, you got another, at least in terms of number of games, a pretty loaded week. Saddell comes up tonight, and that's a matchup. That was a game you talked about where, you know, that was a close game except for one inning the first time around. You guys are down at Saddell tonight. Follow that up with a very good PCM team coming to Roland on Wednesday. And then you have your second tournament in as many weekends. You have your Norseman Classic coming up. You have Bondurant for on Friday, then on Saturday, you guys have Glenwood and AGWS. So, I mean, you look at, you know, another week, another busy week, another week with a tournament, you know, to bookend the week. What's maybe the number one goal you and the staff want to achieve here going into this second to last week of June?
I think two things. One, it's a lot of good pitching we're about to face, but we've been facing good pitching. So, seeing some growth in our at bats against solid pitchers. Hoping we see that payoff tonight against Saddell. And then just getting more confident in who we are as a team. I think anytime you're new, you're just not sure. You're not sure what you look like and who you're going to be as a team. And I think we're cleaning that up every week. Every tournament I can see us take another jump. So I think just continuing to, like I already said, that clean it up, have solid at-bats against good pitching, and just get a little bit more confident in who we are.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week starting tonight against Saddell.
Hey, thank you so much.
That was Amber Doyle, the head softball coach of the Roland Story Norseman, here in our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto. That'll end our program for this Monday evening. Webster City versus St. Edmunds softball tonight at 7:30 p.m. on 95.7 FM.